Optimus Primary is a collaborative initiative designed to recruit healthcare professionals to live and work in East Central Indiana. And with funding from the Ball Brothers Foundation, this initiative has engaged Ball State University as one of several partners to build a healthier future for people all across our region. I'm Ball State President Jeff Mearns, and this is Cardinal Compass Campus and Community Conversations.
From the campus of Ball State University on Ball State PBS and Indiana Public Radio, this is Cardinal Compass, Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, our promise is simple: to empower the success of our students. Our students benefit from immersive learning, innovative academic programs, and state-of-the-art facilities. Ball State offers a distinctive yet affordable educational experience and the ideal environment to prepare for a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We inspire Cardinals to transform their communities, to revolutionize their industries, and to make a difference. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Hello and welcome to Cardinal Compass. I'm Chris Logan.
And I'm Lauren Burris.
Optimus Primary was founded to boost local physician training programs and to support medical students in the community.
But how exactly do these programs work? Grant Godwin shows us how Optimus Primary is helping build connections.
Optimus Primary offers hands-on experience for residents across a variety of specialties. It also focuses on coursework and a mindset aimed at addressing the health priorities facing the community. The initiative grew from conversations with the IU School of Medicine, as hospital leaders began seeing gaps in care across the community. Director of the Center for Medical Education, Darren Bishop, says the program supports those experiences during clinicals at Ball Memorial Hospital.
So with IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, they have three residencies. They have family medicine, internal medicine, and a transitional year residency. And so all those folks kind of feed into it. And we're trying to provide medical students that feed into those three residencies.
The biggest advantages that the medical students receive is the proximity, with all the classrooms, hospitals, and clinics all within walking distance from each other. One of the barriers the Optimus Primary helps residents overcome is finding an affordable place to live. The program houses residents in close proximity to the hospital.
It's based on this just fantastic geography that we have between Ball State and the clinical environment, IU Health Ball Memorial Hospital, and even Meridian Health Services.
The Ball Foundation has helped fill the gaps in the Muncie community since 1926. Optimus Primary is the latest step in the foundation's mission to strengthen and create more connected and unified community.
A lot of nursing students at the time, and it was a big opportunity for those students to be able to practice in the community where they lived and where they were going to school. And so that tradition of giving has continued and has sort of become what we call today Optimus Primary, which is this initiative to build a stronger healthcare workforce pipeline in the community.
As Optimus Primary continues serving the community each day, the program is working towards progress, improving the overall health and well-being of the region while exemplifying Ball Foundation's ethos. Grant Godwin, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now is Judd Fisher, President and Chief Executive of the Ball Brothers Foundation.
Thanks for being here, Jeff. How does this initiative affect families in Delaware County who want better access to health care?
Sure. So Optimus Primary is a partner, is a partnership between many different organizations, but some of the key ones are higher ed institutions. Ball State, of course, is a partner. IU School of Medicine, Muncie, Ivy Tech, and up the road, Taylor University. And it is a program that is made to be able to draw the best of the best that want to be in healthcare. And give them opportunities to be able to go out into the world and in many different forms. We have med ed students here, the four-year program before you become a doc. And there's a nursing element to it, and some other healthcare professions are represented there in the education track. And so if you can try and get that high-quality talent to come here, train here in East Central Indiana, What we hope is that a lot of the high quality individuals that come out of that programming will stay here, will live here and work here. Mm-hmm. So we're trying to create a position for all those types of people that want to be in the healthcare arena to come here, stay here, and have just the best talent around.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And I think you kind of touched on keeping people in the area, but why else was it important for the foundation to invest specifically in the medical field?
So Ball Brothers Foundation is 100 years old this year. And we, when we started back in 1926, we had a push to help out with the new hospital that was being built, and that was a Ball family effort. Edmund Burke Ball had it before he passed away. A few years before 1929, he was really interested in getting a high-quality hospital built here for the community and for the citizens here. And also, he and other family members wanted it to be a teaching hospital. So what we've done here 100 years later, and the program Optimus Primary started about 8 years ago, but what we've done is just continue that tradition of making sure there's a high-quality teaching hospital here. And then Optimus Primary has progressed into some of the other areas, not just the med ed and the residency programs, but also the nursing and sonography and some other things that have really made the program a great thing to be able to be part of.
And you touched on how the Ball Brothers Foundation has been around for 100 years. They have a rich history in this community. In what ways does Optimus Primary hope to continue its impact?
Yeah, just for the reasons I've stated before, is to try to produce the most high quality talent in the healthcare industry. Optimus Primary is a way to bring partners together, make sure everyone knows what the others are doing, work together. We have extremely dense geography for all these different educational programs. You know, the hospital, Ball Memorial Hospital, the Med Ed Center, Ball State, everyone's very close together, so this is a very interesting geography that we can put all these things together and keep that going and being able to turn that talent out in this community.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Do you think you could dive a little deeper into Maplewood and what it offers to students and local residents?
Sure. Maplewood has been a facility that Ball Brothers Foundation has owned for a long time. And it used to be the Ball Corporation guest house where they bring vendors and customers in from all over the world. And then there were spinoffs of Ball Corporation that used it as a guest house. And the last, a glass manufacturing company called Ardaw wanted to leave. They were leaving the community, moving to another site. And so they wanted to break the lease with us. And at that time, we weren't sure what we were going to do with it. But we talked to Ball State and President Mearns and others. And Ball State said that they would lease it. So you had your hospitality students get a living lab there, and then Ball State subleased to IU School of Medicine Muncie so they could have med ed students rotate through there and have a really nice place to be able to study and to live while they were here. So we were really interested in being able to put that together, and it worked out great. It's been an incredible program there.
Yeah, and it's, as Judd was suggesting, it's the epitome of a good partnership. There's a benefit to the foundation and its initiatives. It's a wonderful learning laboratory for our students, and of course, it's a great place to live for the med ed students who are working at Ball Memorial Hospital. So, the ripple effect, the positive ripple effect of this initiative in just that one aspect of the program is pretty significant.
Yeah, seriously, it's amazing. Just to follow up on the connection to the community, did the history influence the location of where Maplewood would be?
Maplewood is a Ball family mansion that was repurposed many years ago, as I said, to become a guest house. And so just having that opportunity where it's open, you have Ball State students getting their real life experience there for the hospitality students, and then having the School of Medicine med ed students there so close to campus made it just that perfect place, I think, to, again, the geography was important. Mm-hmm. The students aren't spread out around the city, so they're concentrated and they can go right to where they're doing their studies at the Med Ed building right near the hospital. So it just made perfect sense to keep that going.
Also, the location is extraordinarily attractive. If you've ever been up Minnetrista Boulevard, you know it's one of the most beautiful places in our community and in our region. And so if you think about bringing medical students who are training from all around the country and want them to not just study and learn while they're here, but stay here as doctors, it's a great way to show them the wonderful assets and attributes that we have in our community. It's a it's a pretty darn attractive place to live.
Right, and again, just a win-win ripple effect.
Like a billboard you can live in.
Exactly. Yeah.
I think you could both touch on this a little bit, but how did the idea to collaborate with other schools initially come into play?
There's just an opportunity with the, like Taylor has a nursing program they started up. Ivy Tech has their nursing program plus a sonography program they started up. Ball State has done the Healthy Lifestyle Center, so there's an actual healthcare element to it. Right. And the Med-Ed students from IU School of Medicine actually go in, they participate, they can't treat, they're not doctors yet, but they're there with Ball State in the room being able to see real life situations, so they're getting that experience. So this has been just an amazing partnership, and it just made total sense to do this way.
Yeah, it was a logical extension. As Judd said, you know, it started really focusing on students who wanted to be physicians, but we recognize that we need in our region, not just here in Muncie or Delaware County, but all across our region, we need more healthcare professionals across all disciplines, across all aspects of those professions. And so the only way we could serve those needs or fill those needs is to bring in more educational institutions who have programs like Ivy Tech that complement what we do here at Ball State, or Taylor, which supplements what we're doing here in our nursing program. So the need in our community is great, and the way we can fill it by working together is by bringing more partners into the program.
That's amazing. And Judd, just a question for you. In one sentence, the Ball Brothers Foundation has contributed $2.9 million towards Optimus Primary's efforts. Will this kind of support continue in the future?
Yes, it will. You know, it's up to my board. We don't guarantee any grants, but every year we do a cluster of requests for a proposal out to the partners, and we fully intend to keep pushing this program. It's worked out wonderfully so far, and we hope to continue it.
And it's a great example of how the Ball Brothers Foundation doesn't simply fund requests from community organizations, but lead community organizations in a way that helps us serve all of the people even better.
Right, awesome.
All right, well, thank you, Mr. Fisher. The newest Ball Brothers Mansion now has a new purpose. It is to provide a hands-on experience for medical residents and Ball State hospitality students.
Cardinal Compass's Amelia Winter went to the mansion to see how Optimus Primary transformed the building and students' time in Muncie.
We're walking into the dining room. This is space where we have events.
At first glance, Maplewood Mansion looks like a quiet place, but a lot goes on. The mansion serves as a guest house for medical students working in or near East Central Indiana. Behind closed doors, Ball State hospitality and property management students are gaining experience beyond the classroom.
It gives them a competitive edge because they're actually working in a business that's owned by Ball State. They're working in a real-world business here. And so this is something that they can use to give to future employers and say, hey, you know, I worked and I did this.
Before Maplewood Mansion opened, Muncie was the last choice for many medical students out of 9 programs. But now, property manager David Martin says Muncie is the second choice in the state.
A lot of that is because of the partnership with Optimus Primary, the experience that the students have at Ball Hospital, and I like to think a lot of the reason is because of the housing in Maplewood.
While the partnership with Optimus Primary plays a role, Martin says the goal goes beyond housing. It's about creating connection.
These rooms here connect people. This room particularly, the first floor, we have events, they connect people. And so those connections, I think, last a lifetime.
For student workers, that connection becomes hands-on experience with real impact.
I find a lot of fulfillment in being able to kind of just share information about the history and the important assets that were left behind by, you know, the Ball Foundation and whatnot.
And that hands-on impact is only expected to grow. With future projects planned at Maplewood Mansion, Martin says he hopes to add more amenities and program involvement across Ball State in the mansion. In Muncie, Amelia Winter, Cardinal Compass.
Joining us now are Ashley Catanzarite, an IU medical student, and J.C. Schmidgall, a hospitality student here at BSU.
Thank you both for coming in for this program.
Absolutely. Thank you for having us.
There are several programs through this initiative. What are your guys' connections to Optimus Primary?
So I'm a fourth-year med student. Mm-hmm. I had the pleasure of being here in Muncie for the first 2 years of my training, and now I'm in Indianapolis primarily for my rotations. But I've had the opportunity to come back and do a couple of rotations here at Ball Memorial Hospital. And while I'm here, I've had the pleasure of staying at Maplewood. It's been a lovely time.
Yeah. I'm a second year hospitality student, and it's been really cool. I've gotten to do a lot of hands-on classes working at Maplewood and getting to see how that's run there and getting to have a hand in it. And it's just a wonderful experience.
Yeah, I'm sure those are both very great experiences as students, just to get some more experience. How do your programs align to your future careers?
So I plan to be a pediatrician here in the near future. I graduate in May. It's very exciting. I really enjoyed my time in Muncie, and I think there's a version of the future where this plays out where I get to come back and be a pediatrician here.
Awesome. Well, happy early graduation.
Thank you.
I would love to work in catering or restaurants, basically anything where I can get to go and serve others. And Ball State just has such a unique experience for us as students to get to learn all of the different opportunities in that. And this has just really been eye-opening.
Yeah.
And Ashley, a question for you. How did Maplewood influence your decision to join this program as a medical student?
Yeah, I was here, like I said, for my first couple of years. So I knew Maplewood was here. I knew how beautiful it was. And it made the decision to come back and do a couple of extra rotations here in Muncie versus staying full-time in Indianapolis really easy. It's beautiful. Have you been there? Because you need to check it out if you haven't. It's stunning. It makes it so much easier to know that when I'm done at the end of the day, I have a little bit of extra time to be a human being instead of just being a full-time medical student, because they take care of some of the details, like the floors get vacuumed, so I don't have to think about it.
So that's amazing.
It makes everything easier.
Yes, and when it's not -5 degrees outside, you can walk along the
Absolutely. It's beautiful. I've been to like a play there. They have so many cool opportunities there. I'm in Atrista too. So.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Yeah. JC, what role do you play as a hospitality student to shape the experiences for medical students like Ashley?
I've gotten to do a few different classes. I did an events class where we got to plan just like different things for the students to go and do to kind of just get a break from the busyness. And I've also been in a technology course where we learned about the way that inventory is kept there, checking students in and out, and just like brainstorming ideas to make it more efficient and more welcoming for students.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And back to you, Ashley. What influenced your decision to further your knowledge at Ball Memorial Hospital?
Yeah, those first 2 years helped a lot. Truthfully, when I first came to Muncie, I had never been here before, didn't know much about it. I grew up in South Bend. But spending those first couple of years here, getting to meet the really awesome doctors, getting to learn about the community. I have favorite restaurants here. Some of them have closed, and I'm devastated. I have favorite restaurants. I have favorite people I like talking to. So it made it, all of that made it very easy to want to come back in my third and fourth years and see them all again.
And just a question for the both of you. Why is hospitality such an important, maybe overlooked role in both fields?
Yeah, I think that this has been a really great experience because it's taught me as a student, and also I think others, that hospitality is so much bigger than just working in a restaurant or running a hotel. Mm-hmm. It's creating an environment that people want to stay and want to keep coming back. And it's just so amazing that we get to see this hands-on with medical students of creating an atmosphere that can really help our entire area with having more doctors.
I agree. I think it's a mistake when people think about hospitality as like a luxury or an extra or an add-on. Mm-hmm. Because really, that's the thing that people remember when they leave, is like all those little extra details.
Yeah. So.
And JC, a question for you. As a hospitality student, what experience from this program better prepares you specifically for your future?
I think kind of just what I just said about opening my eyes to the fact that we actually play a huge role in the community around us. And so it's just I think it's been amazing to see that I actually play a part in bettering the place around me through my major.
And is this just your first academic year up at Maplewood, or?
I did a little bit last year and this year as well. So I've gotten to just see a couple different sides of it through my different classes, but I have gotten to do a bit of hands-on work there.
And how many other students are involved in that program with you?
Ooh, it's tough to say. I'd say my classes are generally like 20 to 30 students, and we all get to go and work hands-on. And I know that there are many other programs just in the hospitality college that I haven't gotten to be part of, but I will soon, and I'm very excited for that.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. Ashley, I know you mentioned how you said you lived actually at the Maplewood Guest Mansion. So how does living in a space like the house impact your learning experiences overall?
Oh, it's so cool. When I'm at home in my apartment and I need a change of scenery, I like walk to the other of the two bedrooms. But if I'm at Maplewood and I need a change of scenery, they have this beautiful like third floor where there's like a pool table and there's so many cool things to do. They have a stunning screened-in porch that I've like sat on and zoned out for many an hour. So it adds to your ability to kind of remind yourself that you're a person and you're not just a student, right. And it's okay if I don't study 24 hours a day.
It makes the biggest difference.
Yes.
Yeah. And the third floor that she's referring to is in those mansions that were built in that time period. Many of those third floors were the ballroom.
Oh.
So the ballroom has now been converted into recreation and spaces where the different med students who are living there can actually socialize together, even though they have private rooms, right?
Correct. Mm. Yeah.
That's awesome.
And this program, it's got a ton of like hands-on experience that we've already talked about, but there's also a ton of exciting events that are happening. What have been your guys' favorites so far?
I think my favorite has just been, there's a couple different opportunities with this, but where the students can go and stay at Village Promenade, they have like a lounge area in the basement, and they can just get together and eat dinner and do activities. I think that's such an amazing experience because it's kind of just a relaxed space to step out of all of the craziness of being a medical student, I would imagine. I just think that it's a great opportunity.
Yeah, and because this program has been so popular, it's actually been expanded into the village. Into the Village Promenade, and so there are more students. Now, it's not quite as elegant as the Maplewood Mansion, but it serves the same purpose, which is introducing the medical students and other healthcare professionals to the opportunities and attributes that that exist here in Muncie.
Yeah, and also just building a sense of community within other students and just making it a lot easier for you. What about you, Ashley?
Yeah, I agree. I think places where you can spend time together and hang out and just relax are my favorite things.
Mm-hmm.
I recall an event I helped plan in my second year of med school. I called it the Kite Flying Potluck, and I bought a bunch of kites and we all went to Maplewood and we had a potluck and brought a bunch of food. It was a whole bunch of fun. It was not windy that day, but we did try our best. And
did you go on the lawn on the backside of the miniature?
Yes, out there on the water. It was so fun. We were like sprinting down there with the. I don't think we didn't get much air, but it was a lot of fun.
Didn't have enough wind.
That's amazing.
That's so funny.
Just to wrap things up in one sentence, what advice would you give to future students that are maybe interested in the Maplewood Mansion?
I would say just recognize how amazing this opportunity is.
Mm-hmm.
How many other people and students get to go and stay at this historically beautiful place to get to learn and study and find community. I think they just need to realize that it's a really, really cool opportunity.
Truly.
I agree. Just do it. It was a good time. It was a great place to learn. I really enjoyed my stay there. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, thank you both. We're so happy to have you on. That's all the time we have for this part of the discussion.
President Mearns, we want to give you the final minute for your reflection on today's conversation.
Well, Lauren and Chris, thank you for hosting this program, and thanks to the two of you for joining us. You know, there are a lot of challenges that we have here in Muncie and Delaware County, but what this program demonstrates is that when we work together and tap into our strengths and develop a collaborative initiative like the one that we have the capacity through this program to address some of the population health challenges that we face in East Central Indiana. So I'm very optimistic. That's why I like the name Optimist Primary, because it indicates that there is a bright future ahead for healthcare here in East Central Indiana. So thank you.
And thank you, President Mearns. All right. I'm Chris Logan.
And I'm Lauren Burris. Make sure to join us next time for Carmel Compass Campus and Community Conversations.
At Ball State University, we welcome you as a learning partner from day one. Our students bring creativity and determination to each aspect of the learning experience, from the classroom to the community. At Ball State, we help students turn an emerging passion into an enduring purpose. Our beautiful campus, welcoming environment, immersive learning, and collaborative culture provide the ideal place for you to pursue your journey to a fulfilling career and a meaningful life. We fly. Are you ready to fly?
Cardinal Compass was produced at Ball State University by students of the College of Communication, Information, and Media at the studios of University Media Services. Cardinal Compass was produced by Brooke Fallrad, audio engineering by Mason Mundy. Special thanks to Sean Ashcraft for production assistance, the Department of Media, University Media Services, Ball State Marketing and Communications, and the Digital Core.